This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Lisa Melton. The United Nations nuclear watchdog said Monday it hasn't been able to access data important to monitoring Iran's nuclear program since late February, when the Islamic Republic started restricting inspections of its facilities. The International Atomic Energy Agency is acknowledging it can only provide an estimate of Iran's overall nuclear stockpile as it continues to enrich uranium at its highest level ever. Iran started limiting inspections in a bid to put pressure on the government of U.S. President Joe Biden to lift crippling sanctions reimposed after then-President Donald Trump pulled out of the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran 3 years ago. Talks are currently underway in Vienna for the U.S. to rejoin the deal. Dozens of medical workers in rebel-held northwest Syria on Monday protested a decision to grant President Bashar Assad's government a seat on the executive board of the World Health Organization. They say Assad is responsible for bombing hospitals and clinics across the war-ravaged country. The decision to give Syria a seat comes a decade into the country's devastating civil war that has left an untold number of civilians dead and injured, including many healthcare workers. The selection of Syria at a little-noticed session on Saturday of the WHO's annual assembly has evoked outrage in opposition-held Idlib province. Syria was among 12 WHO member states that were chosen to appoint new members for a 34-member board in an assembly vote that faced no debate or opposition. You can find more on this story and indeed all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download to your mobile device. This is VOA News. The Kremlin said Monday Russian President Vladimir Putin is ready to discuss a range of rights issues with his U.S. counterpart Joe Biden when they meet next month, apparently including the, quote, persecution of those behind the U.S. Capitol riot earlier this year. Biden on Sunday pledged to press the Kremlin chief to uphold human rights when they meet in Geneva in mid-June for their first summit. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told reporters Monday that Moscow would not shy away from discussing any issue at the summit, and Putin could raise the January 6th protest in support of Biden's predecessor, Donald Trump. He says Russia is monitoring the, quote, persecution of those behind the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, and adds that Russia wants to discuss protection of opposition rights in the United States. The face-to-face summit meeting between Putin and Biden comes amid the biggest strain in ties between the two countries since the end of the Cold War. China's state media reported Monday the country will now allow couples to have 3 children after a census showed its people are rapidly aging. The country is further unwinding 4 decades of strict family planning controls as the world's most populous nation faces a falling birth rate. China relaxed its controversial one-child policy to a 2-child policy in 2016 due to widespread concerns over its aging workforce and slow economic growth. But despite government efforts to encourage couples to have children, China's annual births have continued to decline to a record low of 12 million in 2020, the government said last month, as the cost of living rises and women increasingly make their own family planning choices. It threatens a demographic crisis, which has alarmed the ruling Communist Party, headed by President Xi Jinping, facing a shortage of young workers, as economic experts say China, by 2050, will have to support hundreds of millions of elderly people. Several hundred people in New Zealand have been evacuated from their homes, some by helicopter, after heavy rain caused widespread flooding in the Canterbury region. Authorities declared a state of emergency after some places received as much as 40 centimeters of rain over the weekend, and on Monday, forecasters warn of more possible heavy rain before conditions improve. And Johnson & Johnson is asking for Supreme Court review of a $2 billion verdict in favor of women who claim they developed ovarian cancer from using the company's talc products. The nation's largest business groups are backing the company. The court could say as soon as Tuesday whether it will get involved. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.